Welcome to episode 139 of the Family Podcast Network. Boom, baby!
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. With a master's degree in counseling psychology and 6 years of showing parents how to de-stress their parenting, I'm your host, Trey Gibson. Date today is August the 16th, 2012. Our topic today is going to be Carpe Diem parenting. I'm going to shoot really straight with you guys. I'm not going to try to curb the punches on this. Today has just been a very tough day. It's actually been a very hard week. We've just kind of had the combination of a lot of things going on this week. We had one of my little sister-in-laws. She's 15. She got plowed over by a horse, so we had a rough Friday, and then we went to my grandfather's birthday party this weekend, and he announced that he has bone cancer and that it's not looking good. And so it's already been a very rough week, and then it's also been just one of those weeks. It's not a bad thing. It's great to be busy at work, but you know, it's just been one of those kinds of busies that just leaves you just wiped out. I haven't gotten much time with my wife. Some of the normal things that we do, we have not gotten to do, like drink coffee in the morning. And so it's just been tough. And I'll be honest, I'm starting to feel it emotionally, I guess. It's starting to get kind of grumpy, you know, when I'm getting home. You know, one of the good things is knowing you guys out there that are listening right now. I'll be honest, I want to give some thanks to you guys because y'all are one of the things that motivated me today. I got to the house today and I sat down. I started to write up some session notes for tonight. And, man, I tell you, my kids wanted to play, of course. They hadn't seen me all day, and I just wanted to write my notes so that way we wouldn't be up until Super Dog late tonight and whatnot. And anyway, I sat there, and just I was thinking about you guys, and I thought, you know, how can I sit there and podcast about doing this stuff if I'm just going to sit here and be Captain Grunch Butt and not go out with my kids when they're begging me to go outside? And so I also just want you guys to know, y'all offer me some accountability that I sure do appreciate, and because I wouldn't have chosen that if it wouldn't have been for the fact that I know I advocate for people doing the right thing as parents, and it was that accountability of knowing that you guys were listening that, I'll be honest, it got me off my butt and got me outside jumping on a trampoline with some kids when I'm just butt-dog tired. So anyway, what I'm going to do for today is, since I'm so wiped out and this has been a hard freaking week. Let's just call it what it is. It has been a hard freaking week. And so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to pull out some old material, one of the Family Podcast Network classics. This one ranks, I think, at number 4 and number 5 in the top most downloaded episodes since episode 1, rivaled only by Kids Is Our Mirrors, that has almost over 500 downloads by itself. And this one, I think, is number 3. And so anyway, I'm gonna play for you guys a Family Podcast Network classic today called Carpe Diem Parenting. Before we get into that, guys, let's go through our housekeeping real quick. If you guys want to get free updates and episodes on the episodes that are coming out, you guys can go to my website at www.thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. And in the right side browser bar, it says name and email address. If you enter yourself in there, you will get on a mailing list, so that way you will never miss an episode from this point on, and you will always know what's going on there. Don't miss out on that. Guys, also, if you will, like us over on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest. You guys want to do me a huge favor. Head on over to iTunes for me and jump on in there and search in the store, thefamilypodcastnetwork.com, and leave some reviews. I always appreciate those. It bumps me up in the ranks, and it helps me get I get seen better, and I always appreciate that. And last, guys, hey, you got a question for me, a comment, thought, concern, Trey, what do I do with my kid when? Hey, what do I do if I have this situation? I had this problem with my son the other day. Is this normal? I love answering those questions for you guys. I do not like for a parent to sit there wondering if it's weird or if it's crazy or if they're the only ones. And I can almost guarantee you that the answers are no, it's not weird. No, it's not crazy. And most assuredly, you are not the only one going through that. So if you guys want to touch base with you, you can contact me. You can email me at TreyGibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. You can also leave me an internet voicemail on the website as long as you got a microphone on your computer. You can also call me. And then lastly, you can also leave the chat box and any message you put in there, either I'll respond to or I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So I also want to throw out a quick appreciation to all of you guys who have written in this week and have just dropped off words of encouragement, especially this week. You know, I mean, the show will go on because I feel a deep level conviction to do it. But I tell you, it sure does make it easy to get up and do things when I have that in my box. And I want you to know how much I appreciate you. You guys that sent those messages in, who took the time to write those emails of encouragement. I sure do appreciate you guys. Y'all make it a lot easier to get up and do this. And I really appreciate you guys. Y'all make this a pleasure to do. All right, guys, with all of that, all of the housekeeping is out of the way. We're going to jump into, this is a sound clip called Carpe Diem Parenting. Again, I did it a while back, and it was in reference to a lady who wrote an article over at the Huffington Post where she said, Carpe Diem Parenting, I don't think so. And this was kind of a retort to that. One of my personal favorites to do, and again, one of the most popular on the Family Podcast Network. And so anyway, I'm going to play you guys this classic. This was initially aired January 23rd of 2012, and again, this particular episode is called Carpe Diem Parenting. Yes, I think so. You'll notice a little bit of a change in microphone. This was back before I had my nice compressor mic, or my condenser mic, excuse me. And so you'll notice kind of a different texture to a different time. And back then, we didn't have Ingrid coming and bringing us in on the show either. And so you'll notice just kind of some different feels and flows to back what FPN used to be back in the day. So anyway, you guys enjoy this classic episode of Family Podcast Network, Carpe Diem Parenting. Yes, I think so. Welcome to episode 18 of the Family Podcast Network, helping to work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming at you day two from Silver City, New Mexico, the temporary broadcasting station for Family Podcast Network, while I'm on a pseudo vacation today. I'm your host, Trey Gibson. Guys, I wanted to talk to you today. I was reading an article today, yesterday, from the Huffington Post Parent Division, part of the Huffington Post, and a lady had gotten on there and had written about don't carpe diem parent, basically is what she was saying. So I want to talk to you guys a little bit about that today. I want to read you all the article, kind of take some of my thoughts because I've got some pretty big concerns and some fears about it. And also talk about what I loved about what she put in that article and what I suggest that the approach you guys take as a parent just for our mental sanity as we parent, for bottom line of it. First off, let's take care of some housekeeping real quick. Guys, I always want to encourage you guys, share this stuff on Facebook and Twitter. Get out there. I've made it super dog easy for you guys to retweet and to share this. If you look up above, right above this video, there's going to be a place where you can link this over to Facebook. You can tweet it or retweet it on your Twitter accounts, etc. Super easy. Also consider subscribing in iTunes or Stitcher. The iTunes account is obviously for your iPhone and etc. and different devices, which incidentally I need to put mine on silent before this rings during our podcast. But getting something for your iTunes and whatnot account. Then also remember, if you have that saved in your iTunes, it will download automatically when you sync your phone, and you'll be able to have these anywhere and everywhere you go. Also consider, if you have an Android device, consider signing up for Stitcher. Stitcher is a completely free program that allows you to download these podcasts for free anytime, anywhere you need to. So let's jump into the topic, guys. I'm going to read you guys the article directly. Because I'm here in a hotel room, I don't have the availability to print the article out, so I'm going to have to read it online. I went ahead and tested it before I started up the recording, so I will be able to read. This will continue to record. So if you see me looking down and kind of acting odd through the video, that's what's happening here. I'm reading this article. So let me jump over there. Again, it was on the Huffington Post. It was written by a lady named Glennon Melton. She said, don't carpe diem. So let's read this out. She goes, every time I'm with my kids, this seems to happen.
An older woman stops us, puts her hand over her heart, and says something like, "Oh, enjoy every moment. This time goes by so fast. Everywhere I go, someone is telling me to seize the moment, raise my awareness, be happy, enjoy every second, etc., etc., etc." And that is her emphasis, by the way, guys. I'm using her italics here to emphasize her point. "I know that this message is right and good, but I have finally allowed myself to admit that if it just doesn't work for me, it doesn't. It bugs me. This carpe diem message makes me paranoid and panicky, especially during this phase of my life. While raising young kids, being told in a million different ways to carpe diem makes me worry that if I'm not in a constant state of intense gratitude and ecstasy, I'm doing something wrong." As a quick addendum, just kind of aside, let's break this down. First off, fair enough. I completely agree with her. I do think that a lot of people tell you to enjoy all these little moments. And you know what? There are just some pieces of parenting. I get what Glenn is saying. There are just some pieces of parenting that are just, ugh. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to look back on them fondly. And that's just the way it is. So, you know, okay, I get what she's saying. "I think parenting young children, and old ones I've heard, is a little like climbing Mount Everest. Brave, adventurous souls try it because they've heard there's magic in the climb. They try because they believe that finishing or even attempting the climb are impressive accomplishments. They try during the climb because if they allow themselves to pause and lift their eyes and their minds from the pain of the drudgery, their views are breathtaking." Let me reread that again. "They try because during the climb, if they allow themselves to pause and lift their eyes from and minds from the pain and drudgery of Mount Everest, the views are breathtaking. They try because even though if it hurts and it's hard, there are moments that make the hard worth it. These moments are so intense and unique that many people who reach the top start planning almost immediately to climb again. Even though any climber will tell you that most of the climb is treacherous, exhausting, killer. They are literally cried most of the way up." And so I think that if you were stationed, say, every 30 feet along Mount Everest, yelling at the climbers, "You are enjoying yourself. If not, you should be, and one day I'll be sorry you didn't. Trust us. It'll be over soon. Carpe diem." Those well-meaning but nostalgic cheerleaders might as well physically be thrown from the mountain. I mean, again, fair enough. If it sucks, if somebody's yelling at you, you should enjoy the sucking. I mean, I'm with her. I disagree with that. That's not the way that it should be in these cases. But let's continue on. "Now, I'm not suggesting that these sweet old ladies who tell me to enjoy myself be thrown from a mountain. These are wonderful ladies. Monkeys, probably. But last week, a woman approached me in a Target line and said, 'Sugar, I hope you are enjoying this. I loved every single moment of parenting my two girls. Every single moment. These days go by so fast.' At that particular moment, Emma," which apparently is one of her daughters, "Emma had arranged one of the new bras I was buying on top of her sweater and was sucking a lollipop she must have found from the ground. She also had shoplifted clip-on neon feathers and stuck them in her hair. She looked exactly like a contestant from Toddlers and Tiaras. I couldn't find Chase anywhere, and Tish was grabbing the pen on the credit card swiper while the woman in front of me was trying to use it. And so I just looked at the woman, smiled, and said, 'Thank you. Yes, me too. I am enjoying every single moment, especially this one. Yes, thank you.' Now, that's not exactly what I wanted to say, though. There was a famous writer who, when asked if he loved writing, replied, 'No, but I love having written.' What I wanted to say to the sweet woman was, 'Are you sure? Are you sure you don't mean you love having parented? I love having written, and I love having parented. My favorite part of each day is when the kids are put to sleep to bed, and Craig and I sink into the couch," assuming this is her husband, "sink into the couch to watch some quality TV like Celebrity Wife Swap and congratulate each other on a job well done. Or a job done, at least. Every time I write a post like this, I get emails suggesting that I'm being negative." Let me go ahead and skip on down here to a few other parts. A couple people said some pretty hurtful things. "My point is this. I used to worry that I was failing to do a good enough job at parenting, but that I wasn't enjoying it enough. Double failure. I felt guilty because I wasn't in parental ecstasy every hour of every day, and I wasn't making the most of every moment," her emphasis, "like the mamas in the parenting magazine seem to be doing." Fair enough. "I felt guilty because honestly, I was tired and I was cranky and I was ready for the day to be over quite often. And because I knew that one day I'd wake up and the kids would be gone and I'd be an old lady in the grocery store with my hand over the heart. Would I be able to say that I enjoyed that moment? No." Again, fair enough. "But the fact remains that I will be that nostalgic lady. But here is what I will probably say." I paraphrase that a little bit. It's really hard, isn't it? You're a good mom, I can tell, and I like your kids. This is what she's saying as an old lady to a young mom. Now, especially that one that's over there peeing in the corner. She's my favorite. Carry on, warrior. 6 hours till bedtime. And hopefully, every once in a while, I'll add, let me pick up that grocery bill for you, sister. Go ahead and put those kids in the van, and I'll pull up, and I'll have your groceries brought out to you. So, here's what she said. She goes, there are two different types of time. Chronos time is what we live in. It's regular time. It's the 1 minute at a time, starting down to the clock till bedtime. It's the excruciating minutes in target line time. It's the four screaming minutes in time in and time out. It's the 2 hours till daddy gets home. Chronos is the hard, slow passing that we parents often live in. Then there's Kairos time. Kairos time is God's time. It's the time outside of time. It's metaphysical. It's magical moments in which time stands still. She goes on to describe one. She goes, like when I actually stop what I'm doing and I look at Tish and I notice how perfectly smooth and brownish her skin is. I notice the perfect curves of her tiny elf mouth and her Asian brown eyes. And I breathe in her soft tissue smell. In these moments, I see her mouth. I see that her mouth is moving, but I can't hear her because all I can think is this is the first time I've actually seen Tish all day. And my God, she is so beautiful. She said, that is Kairos. So let me just kind of move on down here again. These Kairos moments leave as fast as they come, but I mark them. And I say the word Kairos in my head each day, and she goes on talking about, instead, you know, how about carpe a couple of Kairos a day. So let's just talk a little bit about that, and why is it that I find it so important to bring that up. First off, I want to say for the record, I probably agree. When I was thinking about what I would put down for show notes on this, I was going to say that I agree with probably like 3/4 of what she said. More than likely, it's probably more like 4/5. I probably agree with 4/5 of what she was saying. I agree that parenting is hard, it is laborious, it is strenuous, it is time-consuming, and I get that parenting is hard. It requires you to sacrifice a piece of yourself, the selfish part of myself, I should say. It requires you to sacrifice the selfish pieces of yourself for someone else. And I get that. That is tough. And I'm not making light of that one bit. I love her perspectives on Kairos time, right? I think that is just absolutely fantastic. That ability to have hard crap happen to you, and you look through and you can see the beauty in it. My family and I are going through probably one of the hardest things we've gone through in a very long time. And yet I have seen beautiful things pop and crop up all over the place over the last, I guess the last 7, 8 days now, 9 days. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to do. And so I laud her. I think that her rant and rave is spot on. I think people try to over-emotionalize the beauty of these things when in reality there are things in parenting I will never look favorably back on. I will not look favorably back on poop diapers. I don't care how cute people might try to make that sound like it is. I will enjoy it once we've had all our kids and they're all out of diapers. I will mentally do a fist pump in my mind because I ain't got to change any more poopy diapers and get it on my fingers and then go wash my hands 3 times and that smell is still there. I will not miss that nasty poo. So I get that. And so 4/5 of what she's saying, I have no problem. The problem that I have is that as her topic went on, she moved away about it being a rant and rave about this mom. This old lady saying that she needed to enjoy. It moved away from that rant and rave. It moved away from, don't tell me that this is easy or that I'm going to enjoy this, when in reality this is butt dog hard, right? She moved away from that. And she moved into a mentality that I didn't like. She moved to this idea that parenting is going to be dreaded with a few glimmers of beautiful things. Now, some of you parents out there are probably going, yeah, that's right, man, amen to her, right? I disagree. Parenting can firmly and most honestly, I can look you in the eyes and say, parenting can be a situation to where you love it, but you still have those glimmers of that dreaded stuff. And that statement that she made, and how many people responded so positively to her, or at least her thought process. I don't care if they responded favorably to her, but to this mentality. They were so favorable to this mentality. I experienced, forgive the goofy expression here, guys, but my heart broke. I was listening to that. Don't get me wrong. I have those days where I am just ready to get the kids in bed. That's not what my point is. But those are so select and few. And it's possible for anybody to experience that. Is parenting easy? Oh, heck to the no. It is not easy. That is not the purpose that I'm trying to make here. Will we have dreaded stuff that will occur? Most assuredly. We will go through those things in life that are hard, that we dread, that we don't look forward to. When I first started, whenever we found out we were pregnant with my firstborn daughter, Anna, she's 5 now, about to be 6. When we found out that we were pregnant with her, I knew, beyond the shadow of any doubt, that my parenting skills were weak and that I did not have what I needed to be a good daddy. You know, when I first had kids, I mean, I treated kids like if I held a child, I treated the child like it was the dirty diaper. Just kind of, you know, I don't know, take this back, please. You know, that's the way I was. I was totally awkward, totally uncomfortable, no idea what to do. I didn't know how to talk to him. I didn't know how to play with him. I had no skills. But like anything else that I've ever done in my life, I went and researched the crap ton out of the topic. That's what I did. That's what I do. That's what probably you guys do. That's what I do before I buy a car. That's what I do before I buy a rifle. That's what I do before we select a doctor for our family, is we research the junk out of it. And I went and looked it up, and I found that there was so much stuff out there. Some of it was really good. Some of it I could tell, like, this is crap. There's no way this works. And I filtered that out. But I researched, and I found. Just like if I was looking for a new car, and you look around, and, oh, this car looks like a great car, but then you find the bad, you know, the bad stuff to it, and then you select another one, right? I mean, but most parents don't do this. And it fascinates me that we don't do this. It fascinates me that so many parents take this approach of, well, because my parents raised me this way, and I turned out fine, I didn't die, I didn't kill somebody else, you know what I'm saying? Because I made it through high school, then what they say is, well, this must be all the information that I need to know to be able to raise my own. Why do we do that? Why do we assume that that has to be enough? You know, there's an old phrase that says, I mean, let me just ask you guys this. Do y'all know what the number one enemy of excellence is? A lot of people say, well, failure, not doing well. I'll tell you, no, absolutely not. The number one enemy of excellence is not failure. The number one enemy of excellence is doing good at something. I'd be willing to bet you there's a lot more people that are good at things than there are people that are told are failures at things. And let me tell you, it is that ability to say, well, I do a good job, rather than saying I do an excellent job, that keeps us from being able to move to being an excellent parent. Guys, I have struggled with this like anybody else. This is not me trying to be hard on people or hurtful or mean. I have been there with this too. We've all experienced this. But the number one enemy of excellent parenting, I think, is just being a good parent. As long as I can get them through high school and they survive, boom, a success. I would say no, that is not a success. My biggest concern is this. Lack of technique with this, like with this author. What my biggest concern with this author is when it moved away from the rant. She was fully valid in everything that she said. The problem that I had was this. A lack of technique is being confused and the frustrations that produces. Lack of technique and the frustration that it produces is being confused as though we are doomed to a life of existence with our kids where we dread our parenting experiences with them. With those little glimmers, those little sprinkles of, you know, those good, soft, gentle, tender, wonderful moments. Those are getting confused. Let's think about it this way, guys. I used to play golf. Not very well, but I used to play golf. I received no formal training in golf, but I went and played anyway during high school. My golf swing looks like I am it looks like I'm playing cricket with a car antenna when I play golf. It is not a pretty thing. However, golf does not suck because of my golf swing, right? My golf swing sucks because I have no training on my technique. Did you hear that? My golf swing sucks because I have no training on my technique. Lack of technique in golf. Lack of good form in golf. Lack of technique in golf makes golf crappy for me to play. But it's not because golf sucks. Do you understand the mentality there? Parenting is not a dreaded task because parenting is a dreaded task. And I think that's exactly what this author is insinuating. right? Sticking with that golfing example, she's saying that golf sucks because I have my crappy golf swing. But every so often, you're going to get those lucky birdies, right? I've had those lucky birdies. Even with my crappy golf swing, I've birdied some holes before. Almost made a hole in one several years ago. Pure stroke of luck or blessing or God or whatever you want to call it. But I almost did, right? We get those shots. And she's saying that all of parenting sucks, except for the fact that you're going to have those little glimmers. And I say I disagree. In parenting, most people's issues, it's not that parenting is hard, but because their technique has never been trained. Because we've fallen into that mentality of everything that my parents taught me must be enough because I made it. Because we fall into that, just that tricky little, that little column of thought there, we stop ourselves from learning how to train our technique. Then we get personal if somebody suggests otherwise. And most people do it in a way that I would get, I'd get a little fussy about it too, because some people aren't very good at communicating that. But remember, parenting does not have to be a dreaded task. It can very much so be a task that you love doing, except for those few dreaded moments, with just a few modifications to your technique. Family Podcast Network is a great place to do that. But just so you know, this is not the only website out there that's got good information. But go work on your technique. Learn new ways to handle things that your parents didn't take. Most people don't realize that there's more training and discipline things out there more than just grounding and busting your kid's butt. There are more out there, but most people don't know because they've never stopped and researched it. So guys, again, remember, it's the lack of technique. It is a lack of technique in all of this. Life with our kids does not have to be dreaded. We may have those days where we look forward to putting them to bed early, but we do not have to live a life where we look forward to every single day getting those kids in bed. I am not harshing on Glennon here. I get her point. And I think, first off, we shouldn't be saying that. I will rethink, as I get older, saying that to somebody. Because I understand her point and how that can be taken as a, you should like that this is happening when they shouldn't. And I have learned and gleaned something from her. I think she has amazing points. Let me tell you, it takes a beautiful person to be able to see good things like she does in tough situations. I am not dogging on her. I am thoroughly impressed with her. But what I am so nervous about is that this idea of this lack of technique that parents have is going to be confused for, this is just the way it's got to be. I admire her diligence and persistence, but it does not have to be that way. And I want y'all to hear that. Jump into Family Podcast Network. Take a look at these past episodes. Look around at some of the other places. Jump over to my book list and take a look at some of those books in there that you can read and how we can start applying those to our kids. It's a great and wonderful thing that you can do. Send me an email, guys, saying, Trey, what do I do when? How do I get this better? How do we make changes there? That's what I'm here for, is to be a resource to you guys and be able to offer that as a service to y'all. So shoot me an email, TreyGibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com, and ask me questions. I'm ready and desiring to answer your questions. Well, guys, I want to say thank you for joining me today. This was a tough topic to chew on. I'm pretty passionate, and I get pretty fired up about this topic, so I'm not getting on to any of you guys. I'm not trying to be harsh, mean, or hurtful, and I pray that it does not come off that way. But what I do want y'all to know is it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way, but thank you guys for joining us. Again, consider sharing this episode on Facebook and Twitter. This is a great place just to hit share and get these two over there. Now, consider signing up for the site. It's completely free. Sign up for the newsletter that you can get updates on what's going on. There's also a blog and a forum, or send me an email at TreyGibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. Guys, that's all for today. Remember, it is all about the relationships with our kids. You guys have a good rest of the week, and we will see y'all next week for our next episode.